Felichow inscription on Charlie Kirk Assassin's Ammo references song idolized among Antifa. By Nick Gilbertson on September 12, 2025. One of the inscriptions on an ammunition casing of alleged Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson is a clear reference to the song Bella Chow, which is idolized in Antifa circles. At a press conference Friday morning, Governor Spencer Cox, RUT, detailed the pro-Antifa inscriptions on ammunition recovered from the gun used by Kirk's assassin. One message on an unfired casing read, "O Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow." The words are the chorus to Bella Chow, a famous Italian song that dates back to World War II, and was popularized by the Italian partisans, or communists, who were against dictator Benito Mussolini. In English, Bella Chow translates to "Goodbye, Beautiful." Watch, Charlie Kirk to be awarded Presidential Medal of Freedom. As journalist Jack Posobiec pointed out Friday on Steve Bannon's War Room, the song has become a worldwide left-wing Antifa anthem, though it remains popular for other reasons too. According to Cox, a fired casing had the message, "Notices bulges, oh whoa, what's this?" which is reportedly a reference to homosexuality associated with furry fetishes or attraction to cartoon animals. Authorities also recovered two unfired casings with inscriptions. One read, "Hey fascist. Catch." While the other stated, "If you read this, you are gay. Lmao." CNN reported that Robinson, who was taken into custody Thursday night, confessed to assassinating Kirk to his father. The suspect in the murder of Charlie Kirk confessed to his father that he was the shooter. His father told authorities and secured his son until they could arrive to pick him up, CNN senior White House correspondent Kristen Holmes, citing reports from several colleagues, noted in a post on X. President Donald Trump announced earlier Friday during a live studio interview on Fox and Friends that someone very close to Robinson turned him into law enforcement. Trump also said that Cox is very intent on the death penalty in this case.